This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the Auto World Plaza, in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Pulling in with the electric car. Oh yeah, we got to have the electric car here this second hour of Auto World. Welcome into the greasy garage studio, everyone. I'm Mark Evans, your host. You're listening to Auto World. With an electric car right outside the studio door. Oh, yeah, I love electric. They go fast. I like the smell of fuel, though. Diesel or gas? Huh? How about you? Hopefully your Auto World this last week has been doing real well. You are listening to Auto World, second hour of Auto World, and I do appreciate you being here with me, riding shotgun. That's right, we've opened the door for you, and you've all climbed in. Thank you for taking your time out of your life to join us, join me and our crew here. Each and every week. And that is what that means, is that you want to have fun. And that's what it's all about. Well, here this second hour is very special for me. We're welcoming him, the gentleman that's been on Auto World, back to Auto World. And been, of course, the first hour, I kind of let you know. And last week I said that he's going to be joining us to get your pen, paper, and pencil ready and get your questions ready to ask Paul Eisenstein about EVs. Also with that, I do a little shout out on my Instagram account, Facebook accounts. We did tease you. I put a picture up of the Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz, we're going to be talking with Paul Eisenstein. He is the publisher and the editor-in-chief, where? The DetroitBureau.com. So you're more than welcome to go to the DetroitBureau.com right now. We're going to be talking about a lot of EVs and also one of those cars that I want to get down and let Paul take us under the hood of the new Mercedes-Benz S model. Oh, yeah, top line. Throughout the whole entire hour, again, we're going to ask Paul. I'm going to take and ask him some things. It's probably going to knock him right off his chair. And we're absolutely. But most of all, let's do it. Let's go live now to Motor City.
Oh, my Lord, you can drive a Ford or you can drive a Chevy.
Let's welcome right now into the Greasy Garage Studio live from Motor City, Paul Eisenstein. Good to have you along. Welcome back to Auto World.
Great to be with you. It's been a while, and I'm glad to be back on the show. And I, by the way, I put my seatbelt on since you threatened to knock me out of my seat.
Oh, yeah. You're in your man cave, I'm sure.
Well, I'm actually in my office, my home office.
Well, good. Good. Well, Paul, I do appreciate it. You know, last time I saw you in person, Bob Long and I, all three of us were at the Jaguar event. Was it in L.A.? It's been years, hasn't it?
It has been a few years, yeah. I'm trying to remember exactly when. Oh, Bob, sad what's happened with him, but it's good to be with you.
Yeah, Paul, and I do want to say, you know, of course, prayers go out to Bob. His health isn't doing very well. And Sharon, I don't know, did you ever get to meet Sharon, his wife, and Lucy,
yeah,
his daughter?
Yeah, I have, and we spoke some months ago, and I'm going to have to give her a buzz and see how things are doing. She called me to give me an update a few months back.
Good, good. And also, too, I want to visit with you here this week a little bit more about Bob and everything. And he asked me to carry on his legacy, Sharon. And Bob carry his legacy on to bring Auto World teach everybody. And as you know, I've been on the show many, many times with Bob as a contributing editor, and so have you. And today, I really, what's up with this, Paul? You're riding a camel on Facebook.
Yeah.
I see the picture there. What is that? Tell us about that.
Believe it or not, that was on a Land Rover trip a few years back over to Morocco. One of the more unusual forms of transportation. I guess you could call it sustainable, though camels do emit a bit of CO2.
Yeah. Now, did you name the camel while you were writing it?
No, they told me what his name was, and frankly, I do not remember.
No, no. Well, so for our listeners, to Paul, I'm very proud and honored. We've picked up some more affiliates, radio stations.
Oh, great.
To Auto World. So for our new listeners out there and some of our old-time charter members, I call our great, great listeners, Paul Eisenstein, share with the folks how it all started for you. I do know that you do a lot of traveling.
Oh, yeah.
How did it all start for you, automotive industry?
I've been working as an independent journalist. Some people call me a freelancer since 1979, and I just happened to start about the same time that the auto industry went through probably the worst crisis until a decade ago with the Great Recession. You may recall Chrysler went essentially bankrupt and so on. I fell in love with the business, always loved cars, and I fell in love with covering the auto business. I went independent, was with NPR for 5 years, but I turned down staff and started writing for a lot of folks. I launched what was one of the very first automotive websites back in 1996 when most Americans didn't even know what the web was. Something called the Car Connection. Sold that about a dozen years ago and launched the Detroit Bureau instead. I still write for a lot of different people, NBC News, CNBC, The Economist, Forbes, and on and on and on. Cigar Aficionado, I can go on for quite a while. But my world is wrapped up in the auto industry, and it's a lot of fun. It's, as you know, a demanding beat. There's so much news, and there's so much change going on, especially with this switch, which I know we're going to talk about, to electrification.
It's crazy.
It was something that people not that long ago thought is a goofy concept, just crazy, something that only real geeks and the extremes of the environmental movement would even think about. And today it is rapidly going mainstream with a flood of cars getting ready to come to market. There's a lot that have already been announced this year, and we're going to see a lot more. So I hope when we talk, you may ask me, why should gearheads? So you certainly have a lot of gearheads listening. And one of the questions I get often, why should they give a darn? Actually, they usually use some more scatological references.
Yes.
Why should they give a darn about going electric? And here's the funny thing. I've taken a bunch of these folks out for rides in some of the latest electric vehicles, and I'll fill in the first word, eating grin, that typically runs across their face when you put the pedal to the metal. It is a real surprise when you all of a sudden discover, with the latest generation of electric vehicles, what instant torque is all about.
Yeah, Paul, do you hand out neck braces before you let him push the go pedal?
I make sure the headrests are in the right position because, well, you've driven them. I'm sure you've driven a bunch of them right now. And here's the crazy thing. We can talk more about this, but think about it this way. The Tesla Model S with the ludicrous mode that they offer now, never mind the plaid mode that's coming.
Yeah.
The Model S with ludicrous mode can get from 0 to 60 as fast as the, remember a few years ago when they came out with the Dodge Demon, you know, the ultimate version of the Hellcat?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The ludicrous mode on the Model S will get you to 60 within less than a tenth of a second of what the Demon could do.
Oh, man. Paul, that is a lot of this. Jeez. we're going to take a short break. Yep. We're going to take a short break, Paul. That's fast. That's faster than my cordless drill. We're going to take a short break. And more with Paul Eisenstein. He's the publisher and the editor-in-chief of the Detroit Bureau. I'm Mark Evans.
We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Have you along, folks? Riding shotgun with me here this week on Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. A little trivia for you before we get back into going to Motor City Live. Well, this is kind of crazy trivia. Well, back in 1906, Baltimore County commissioners allow cop Noah Walker to shoot at cars that violate the speed limit after charges are filed by a driver whose car was speeding, a speeding target, of course, for Noah shooting at it. Walker's cleared and urged to keep up the good work. Boy, if you're out there driving on a Saturday night, I'd hate to get shot at. Don't speed. As we are talking to Paul Eisenstein live out of Motor City, Detroit, of course. Paul is the publisher, folks, and editor-in-chief of the Detroit Bureau. Paul, good to have you along. And, you know, you're talking speed with those EV cars. We're all live talking about EVs. And, boy, they would speed, wouldn't they?
Yeah, well, it's an interesting thing. The EV is a very different animal, as you would expect, from what we know with the gasoline vehicle. But in many ways, it's becoming more and more equivalent, compatible, if you will. That's a real pleasant surprise for a lot of people. You know, it was not that many years ago that, with the rare exception, say, of Tesla Model S or Model Y, very expensive vehicles, that if you wanted an EV, you paid a lot to get 90, 100, 110 miles range if you were lucky. It was pretty stripped down, and it was slow, and it wasn't all that much fun to drive unless you really got into the whole idea of being green. You know, just you liked the idea. You could brag about being a friend of the environment. Well, things have changed a lot, and you have vehicles like the Mustang Mach-E coming out. You have the Volkswagen ID.4. You have the Mercedes EQS, which I know you teased earlier, and I'd love to talk about that more. You have the Porsche Taycan, and you have another Porsche coming out shortly. You have Audi, which has just recently debuted their e-tron GT, and a couple of others. Pretty much anywhere you look, you're going to have you now have two Chevy versions of the Chevy Bolt with a B. You have Cadillac Lyric coming out, and you have the Hummer. Remember that? That was the vehicle environmentalists love to hate. And now you have a green one coming out that'll have as much as 400 miles range. It has up to 1,000 horsepower.
Oh, yeah.
It goes from 0 to 60 in barely 3 seconds, a little over three. It can produce 10,000 pound-feet of torque. Talk about tearing stumps out of the ground.
Yeah. Paul, that would blow the skin right off my camp trailer.
Yeah, exactly. This is a crazy thing. Electric motors do really amazing things if you have enough power to put to them. And, you know, are EVs equivalent? Is an EV something that every one of your listeners should go out and buy right now? Reality is no. If you live in Montana, even here in Michigan, it's still a little difficult to find public charging stations. So if you travel a lot, you probably don't want one. Because this, unless you live in places like California or others where there are a lot of chargers. Now, the flip side is most people charge at home, and you'll continue to charge at home. And it's cheap, and you always come out in the morning with the equivalent of a full tank of gas. Very few people actually ever drive enough that with the latest longer-range EVs that they're going to need to charge up publicly. And a good thing is we're seeing a lot of public charging stations going in, thousands of them every year. And, of course, President Biden is talking about having 500,000 public charging stations go in by the end of the decade. And the reality is the charging industry and the auto industry want to get there whether he can free up infrastructure money or not. So you've got speed and performance. You've got comfort. You've got a quiet ride. You've got longer and longer range. There's a new one coming out in a few months called the Lucid Air that's going to get 500 miles per charge and still hit 60 in about, well, just under 3 seconds.
Yeah, I see their ads out now for the Lucid Air.
Yeah. This is a very cool vehicle. Many people believe that this is the brand that could really surprise folks and take on Tesla. But the reality is between VW which through its various brands expects to have at least 50 all-electric vehicles in showrooms around the world by 2025. GM looks to have 30. You've got Rivian, you've got Lordstown Motors, you've got all sorts of companies, new and old, getting into the space. So there's no longer a case of, well, there's only a couple of vehicles and a couple niche segments. Basically, any class of vehicle you want to buy, there's going to be an EV in that segment within the next 2 to 3 years. And the great part is the batteries are getting cheaper, the range is getting longer, the charging time is getting shorter, the number of chargers is getting greater, the reliability is there. And by the way, Consumer Reports did a study just about 4 or 5 months ago, and they tracked what people spend in actual spending to own and operate their vehicle. And the reality is you have almost no maintenance on an EV, no oil change, no tune-ups, and so on. And so the operating cost for an EV is about half as much as what sure. it is for a gas vehicle. And by the way, don't be surprised. We all get Amazon and other home deliveries these days. You can expect that by 2025, just about every single delivery truck that you're going to have come to your home or office will be all electric. Amazon is in the process of bringing out, they just have added their fourth town or city. Amazon is buying 100,000 electric vans, all electric vans from the startup Rivian, which is another one that people think is really going to take off. Everywhere you turn, things are going electric. And the interesting part is the industry may get there even before the government regulators say we have to be there.
Right, right. They can't keep up and catch up.
No, that's the interesting part, is automakers are turning around faster than ever. Here's a crazy one that gives you an idea how much has changed. You know Bentley. I'm sure you've driven many of them. I just had the Flying Spur a couple weeks ago. Well, Bentley, by 2028, will sell nothing but plug-in hybrids and all-electric models. And by 2030, they will sell only all-electric vehicles.
Oh, wow. Paul, great information. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, there's been some debate, though, Paul, on what it takes to build those parts to make the e-cars, the EVs. We'll be right back with Paul Eisenstein right here from the Auto World Plaza, live in Boise, Idaho.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
With mass shootings soaring under the Biden administration, Vice President Kamala Harris addressed the need for gun control on CNN's State of the Union.
We have to codify, that's a fancy word for make permanent, make the law that we agree we should have background checks. That's just reasonable gun safety laws. We should have an assault weapons ban. Assault weapons have been designed to kill a lot of people quickly. They are weapons of war, and Congress has to act.
Harris says there's only so much that the president can do through executive order. Police are asking for tips after a three-year-old boy was shot and killed at a birthday party in the Miami-Dade, Florida area. Elijah LaFrance dying from his injuries after police were responding to a disturbance at the party. A woman also injured at Saturday night's shooting. Police are offering a $5,000 reward for tips leading to the shooter. This is USA Radio News.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-987-0577. 800-987-0577. 800-987-0577. 800-987-0577.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jesus built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing, drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Drag racing. Drag racing.
These are sensations as hard to forget as they are to ignore.
Oh, yeah, especially if you're driving an EV car. Hey, welcome back to the Auto World Plaza. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Good to have you along, folks. Thanks for, again, taking your time out of your life to join in with us each and every week here on Auto World for all 3 hours. This is the second hour with a special guest that's been on Auto World before, but we're having a sit-down chat, Paul Eisenstein, in his man cave office. Oh, yeah. And, Paul, it's good to have you along. You're the publisher and editor-in-chief of the DetroitBureau.com, and I want to kind of get highlight that because Paul, you the DetroitBureau.com, you've got, well, right on the front page, you got something about the Ford starts converting Mustang Mach-E GT reservations for orders, like starting right now.
Starting now, yeah. This is pretty cool. So, yeah, one of the hottest vehicles of the year has been the Ford Mustang Mach-E. It's a bit controversial. You know, some of the classic old Mustang owners have just been a little bit upset about it because it's not quite a Mustang. It's got an SUV body. Very cool SUV body, by the way. I think they did a great job on that.
They did.
And it's got a choice of different powertrains. So there's a base model with a single rear motor, a twin motor unit with a small motor up front and a big one in the back, and now we have the big Mustang Mach-E GT, and what's even cooler is that we are also getting the Mustang Mach-E GT Performance Edition, And these are serious beasts. I mean, we're talking three and a half seconds, 0 to 60. Real serious performance.
Are they trying to? We have Tesla in the background, of course, along with all the other car companies that you've mentioned, of course. But they're basically knocking on Tesla's door, aren't they?
Yep, everybody is, actually. And what's very interesting to see is that Tesla has been losing market share as some of the new products come on board, particularly VW, Chevrolet, and Ford. And will Tesla suddenly be knocked out of the box? No, I don't think that will happen. For one thing, the EV market has so much room to grow that Tesla will wind up with a smaller share of a much bigger market. But for the first time, we have serious alternatives for people that don't necessarily want to buy a Tesla. Now you have options in a lot of different segments. And the Mustang Mach-E, I'm a member of the North American Car and Truck of the Year jury, and we named that our utility vehicle of the year. But it's won a number of other awards from Motor Trend and a lot of other folks. It's a pretty spectacular vehicle.
And with that said, too, now, Paul, I want you to highlight about you're in the cockpit, you're driving these, and you're testing them.
Yep.
And that means a lot to what you're standing behind your words because you're in the cockpit and driving them. And you're not going to lie, You're going to tell the truth on everything.
Yeah, this is what's really surprising. I have to say that from an environmental standpoint, I appreciated the first generation of electric vehicles, the Chevrolet Volt plug-in hybrid, the Nissan Leaf, all-electric model and all. You know, I respected them for getting out there, but to be honest, there was no way I was going to own a Leaf or Mitsubishi i-MiEV or some of the other all-electric models early on because there was too much sacrifice. They were really around-town cars. They were fast 0 to 30, but that's about it. What you have right now are vehicles that are increasingly an alternative, a very viable alternative to what you drive every day. There are conditions where you won't necessarily want them. People in some parts of the country where there's no good public charging and who are likely to need to public charge, maybe not able to charge at a home, maybe they live in an apartment or something, or things like that. But in more and more of the country, it makes sense for people to consider having an EV. And all the studies are saying that people are considering them at a much higher level than they did only a few years ago. So that's what's really cool. Also will tell you that when people ask me, should I buy one, I do suggest in many cases considering leasing one. If you're worried about the fact that 2 years, 3 years from now, there'll be something even cooler with longer range, maybe lower cost, maybe better performance or so on, cool. Then go out there and lease the vehicle so you're not in a position where you might get stuck. I tell a lot of people to lease, but I think an EV makes even more sense to lease than it does with a conventional gas-powered vehicle.
Oh, absolutely, and you'll get hooked. Now, do you know, Paul, is there any rent-a-car places that have EVs right now that we can rent?
I don't know. To tell you the honest truth, that's a very good question. I know there have been some in a few markets, so I'll bet you that you can find a number of places in California where you can rent Teslas and perhaps a few other battery electric vehicles. I just can't tell you for sure. Actually, you know what? I know there are places because, excuse me, I work with some folks out of North Carolina, based out of Raleigh, and one of their senior managers for his birthday, so he'd get a feeling of whether he'd like to own an EV or not, his wife rented him a Tesla. So if you'd like to try it, I think you'll probably find in many parts of the country right now, may take a little digging, but you can do that all online. As we talk, I think I will even go on there and type in Google, and I rent an EV, and I will bet you, there's all sorts of places that are renting them, even dealers. There's a dealer right nearby me here in Detroit that will rent you, I believe, a Mach-E. So there's a number of dealers that'll rent them, and at least a few of the regular rental companies. And of course, there's Turo. Are you familiar with Turo, by the way, Mark?
No. Tell us something about that.
Oh, Turo's very cool. Turo is an alternative to a traditional car rental. Basically, it's sort of like ride sharing, except instead of getting on and calling somebody to come pick you up, you can rent vehicles through Turo that are owned by private individuals. So let's say you want to get into a Porsche or an F-150 or something that you might want to play with or need, but you don't have. You can go to Turo, and they do rent EVs. Private individuals who own a Tesla or the like will work with Turo to let you rent them.
That's a good, fantastic way to get a taste of a drive and what they're like. Paul, the cost.
And here, one more thing. I do see Hertz Electric Car Rental and Avis Electric Car Rental and several others. So, yes, Enterprise,
perfect.
A few of the others. Yes, you can rent it to find out what it's like.
There we go.
Get one of the new ones. Don't get one of the first-generation EVs. You might not like it. The new ones, you're going to be in love.
Do you remember the first Honda that was out? Oh, boo. Oh. Not good. Oh. Yeah. The cost, we're going to talk a little bit about cost of EVs, but I wanted to also visit with you about the new Mercedes S model, too. We're going to take a short break here in a little bit. But I'd like to have you, Paul, talk about the sharing of the prices. You know, we've got the Ford, the General Motors, we've got the Tesla, and there's a lot of them out there that definitely have different prices, and that, like I say, might drive somebody. But we hit a high note there, I think, on the word renting. Go rent. Get a touch and taste. 10-2, huh, Paul, on the steering wheel.
Absolutely.
Yep. We're going to come back, and then I've got that question we're going to hit before you leave us, Paul, about some people are saying that the materials to make an electric car are polluting our air. We'll be right back with Paul Eisenstein right here on the Genesis Communications Network.
Who's gonna tell you when? It's too.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGooday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGooday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGooday.com with longevity. TeamGooday.com.
Electric car, when you have an electric car, a little bit of an EV sitting there, that logo on the steering wheel probably might be having the two letters EV, you know, and you can drive your life away in that EV because it doesn't really cost a lot to plug it in, or does it? Well, we have the expert with us today, Paul Eisenstein. He is an expert in this field, folks. He knows a lot. He's been in the cockpit. In fact, I want you to go right now over to thedetroitbureau.com. That's where Paul Eisenstein is the publisher and editor-in-chief. Well, basically, Paul, you're the chief cheerleader, huh? Over at the Detroit Bureau.
Of electric vehicles. And I probably am a lot more upbeat than I was just a year ago after seeing all the new products that come out. Again, I can tell you the reasons why, and I think I've mentioned already that there are reasons why it's not right for everybody. And the prices are still higher. You still have some limitations in charging, especially if you're going to travel. It's not as easy to say if you want to do a road trip cross-country. But if you're trying to do, 200 miles to grandma's house for the holidays, it's getting a lot easier. So you can find great reasons to buy or maybe hold off for a year or two as things get even better. And by the way, I would be happy to hear from folks. They're welcome to go to thedetroitbureau.com and reach out to me, or they can reach out through you, and you can pass on notes if they like. But we can talk a little bit more about some of the reasons why we're going to be why it's going to be more and more of the right sort of vehicle for many people.
In our lives, absolutely. Now, Paul, what do you know that you've been in so many cockpits of the EV vehicles and all? Do you know the cost of, let's say, the new Ford, the Mach-E?
Oh boy, you're trying to get me on prices, and I'm terrible at
just roughly.
Well, the GT, the GT goes up to about 61.6. That's before you get the performance pack, but that's also before you get the $7,500 federal tax credit. You're starting to see more and more EVs come into the mid and even low $30,000 range. Not enough of them, and we still need to get down below $30,000 to really, really make them sort of a mainstream product.
Sure.
That's starting to happen. And one of the interesting things is the VW ID4, which starts at around just under $40,000 before the $7,500 tax credit. They're planning to start building it here in the United States in about 2 years. They're in the middle of a $1 billion conversion of their factory up in, or down in, Chattanooga, Tennessee, and they will be introducing a lower price version that with the tax credits will get down almost to the mid $20,000 range once that one comes out. So,
oh, wow.
Even now, with the tax credits, you can get a Volkswagen ID4 from around, just around $32,500.
Well, that makes it worthwhile to have it as a second or third car, then.
Well, many people are going to find, again, it could be their primary car for most everything they do with a range as much as 250 miles. And they may just have another vehicle if they're going to do that really long vacation trip where they don't want to have to find charging stations along the way. But as I say, the average American rarely ever drives more than 100 miles in a day. That's pretty rare. Even on vacations,
sure.
People don't do that much. So
absolutely.
Most of these new long-range ones can really substitute for a regular car, and it's becoming easier and easier.
Absolutely. Well, folks, if you have a question for Paul, please join us at, we're having a sit-down chat with Paul Eisenstein. The number is 855-660-4261. With that, Paul, we have one of our charter members on the phone line right now from New Mexico, and he has a question. Well, let him ask you. It's about recycling EVs. And here is, hi, Frank from New Mexico. Good to have you along, Frank.
Hey, great show as always, Swami Mark. But I was wanting to ask
you, Mr.
Eisenstein, who I've been hearing for years, even back on Bob's show. I'm not hearing much about the counterpoints, like the disposal of all the materials required, the huge rotor blades, which are starting to fall apart after 7-8 years, all those, the toxicity in the panels, the rare earth elements required to assemble these panels and stuff, you know. And not to mention the power losses along the transmission lines from those big rotors.
Well, all right, so let's hit a few of those things real quickly. Yes, some of them have need for more rare earth materials. Recycling is going to be a big issue, both for renewable energy and for, you know, for generation and for the electric vehicles. Let me take a few of them first. You're not going to have any more losses in generating electricity from a wind tower than you will from an electric plant. There's no magical thing that means that those wind generators, those wind turbines, are somehow the cables that come from them to the grid somehow lose more energy than a coal-fired plant. And one of the things is they don't dump mercury into your local water supply. So that's a definite advantage. Now, there are problems with recycling some of the blades. They do tend to last longer than 7 years. That's a bit of a fallacy. So is the fallacy that they don't work in cold weather. Texas consciously chose not to spend a little bit extra money like we do in Michigan and in Antarctica. Believe it or not, much of the energy generated for those outposts in Antarctica come from windmills, wind turbines. So they work in any climate that you want, and they last quite a while, And you know what? Coal plants and other things, they use some rare materials as well, much of that to clean the garbage out of the coal and other things that they produce. They also don't dump methane into the atmosphere, which is a problem for plants that use natural gas. So are they perfectly clean? No, they're not. They're learning how to recycle the stuff, and that will improve things along the way. With batteries, that's another issue. Most manufacturers are reducing very quickly the need for cobalt, for one thing, a rare earth that they really want to get out of the batteries. That's a good thing. So that's happening very, very quickly. Also, more and more batteries are starting to be recycled. That's going to be a big challenge for the industry. China's doing very well. They recycle the majority of batteries that come out of vehicles. So, again, not many are out of vehicles yet because the business is too new. What's interesting is that most batteries, when they come out of a vehicle, already still have about 70% of their life left. So what, in many cases, they're going to be doing is taking what they call second life use of those batteries. You have brownouts? Well, guess what? They're going to be putting out local distribution systems on the grid that will help prevent brownouts and blackouts on neighborhood or regional areas by using old auto batteries. And also they're using batteries to store renewable energy so that if the wind dies down or when the sun goes down for the night, you'll still have a lot of energy stored. So renewables are more consistent hour after hour, day after day.
Wow. Hey, Paul, we're running out of time. And I want to, hey, Frank, thank you.
Hey, as a charter, thank you. Thank you very
yes,
much.
Yes, we're running out of time. Thanks, Frank. Great questions for Paul. And we're going to have, Paul, can we get you on again?
I would love to. As a matter of fact, we didn't get to the S-Class or
no.
Mercedes EQS, so let's talk about that next
yep. time. We'll have you on again. Again, thank you, Paul. What a treat to have you on and being back on Auto World. We'll get you on again from your man cave from the Motor City. Appreciate it, Paul. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
Drive safe, everybody, and motor on.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.